The Book of Mastermind. Quote, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Matthew 18:20. Here's the summary. The key to all power lies within the creation of the mastermind, for the mastermind is the power. Bringing together in harmony the conscious, subconscious, and superconscious results in the creation of the mastermind within you. Join in harmony with others, and the power is unconquerable. The secret of all power lies within this book, The Mastermind. What is a thought? Think about it for a moment. What is a thought? I am more than a single thought, yet all my thoughts taken together form me, my consciousness as I know it now. I think a thought, but how? Some of my thoughts I produce myself by thinking, reflecting, and creating. Others just pop in as though they had a beingness of their own. So where did they come from, and how did I get them? Why did I get them and not someone else? Or did someone else get them too? In all of life, there is no more complex mystery than this. What is a thought? Solve this mystery and you solve the mystery of life, death, and all existence. Today, scientists tell us that everything we see, feel, and touch is energy. These tapes are energy. Your body and mine. The clouds, the stars, even the air we breathe. The atom, once thought to be the smallest particle of matter, was split, and the result was tremendous energy. So scientists look inside the atom, inside the particles which make up the atom, and what they found was energy. The atom is energy confined to a small place. Electricity is a form of energy in motion. A table is energy molded into a form we label table. I like to think of all matter as condensed energy. Water is always in the air we breathe, but not until it condenses into rain do we acknowledge its existence. So likewise, condensed energy we acknowledge and call matter. I propose that thoughts are energy not yet condensed. A thought is energy not yet condensed. So logically, the next question is, how do we condense a thought? Well, try this. To this thought energy, add more energy. And add it in such a way that all the energy is in harmony, it all works and vibrates together. The result is something of power, of force, something that has reality. This result is more than just the sum of energies which have come together. For when they join in harmony, a force exceeding the sum is unleashed. Let me illustrate this for you. Perhaps you recall seeing pictures or hearing of the Tacoma Narrows Bridge built in 1940 on Puget Sound at Tacoma, Washington. The bridge collapsed, was literally torn apart by 40 miles per hour winds. Now, if you go out and run some experiments, you will find that most bridges, houses, and other structures we build can withstand 40-mile-an-hour winds without problems. A shingle may fly off or there may be some minor damage, but the whole thing doesn't collapse. It just doesn't happen. So why did it happen with the Tacoma Narrows Bridge? What was it about that bridge and that wind and that day which produced this tremendous force which tore that bridge apart? It was not the wind alone, because the wind didn't have that much force. Scientists and engineers immediately started working on the problem. This is what they found. The bridge was a suspension-type bridge and was supported from cables, not too different from the Golden Gate Bridge. As the wind began to blow, these cables began to vibrate. Though not intentionally, the design of the bridge caused the cables to vibrate in resonance, which is harmony. The cables acted like a child's swing. A very small push at the amplitude of the swing results in a large force, which is the motion. For the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, the wind repeatedly provided that small push. As the wind increased in velocity, a force built up within the bridge. By the time the wind had reached 40 miles per hour, the bridge could not stand the stress and literally destroyed itself. It destroyed itself. The wind was only the agent which caused the vibrations to be in harmony, not the sole cause. To destroy a bridge takes tremendous force, so we're dealing with a tremendous amount of energy. In this illustration, the result of the force appeared to man to be destructive. In reality, energy is neither positive nor negative, it simply is. That same combination of wind and harmonic vibration could be harnessed toward useful purposes. The resolution of the energy crisis may well lie here. It's all a point of view. A similar force can be unleashed when thought energies are brought together in harmony. This force I call the mastermind. It is the force and the power of the superconscious coming through when thoughts come together in harmony. The principles of the mastermind can be stated as follows. When two or more minds, or thoughts, are brought together and blended in perfect harmony, there is created a third mind, or power, which is different from and greater than the parts which came together. The third mind, or mastermind, can be used by one or all of the individual minds. It'll disappear, and all evidence of its former existence will disintegrate when the harmonious alliance of the minds is broken. The mastermind, that awesome force, is available to you now and always will be available to you. It is available to you in two ways. First, with yourself, through the harmonizing of your conscious mind with the subconscious and the superconscious. And second, through the creation of mastermind groups by harmonizing the minds of two or more persons. We shall look at how to create a mastermind both ways, but first, let us consider the key, harmony. Harmony is the key. I cannot overemphasize this point. Without harmony, you have nothing. The lack of harmony is usually the first, last, and only cause of failure. Listen to that sentence again and apply it to your life. The lack of harmony is usually the first, last, and only cause of failure. Do you have a marriage that has failed or is failing? Or are you in a job that is depressing or frustrating? Look for the lack of harmony within and without in these situations. Now look at your successes and see how their harmony was working for you. Notice how in the successful situations, those close to you worked with you and supported you toward that goal. All the elements, the pieces, and the people work together as a unit. This is the meaning of harmony. All the pieces or parts working together toward the same goal. The individual elements have submerged their interests, their individuality, to that of the whole. A healthy human body is a perfect example of harmony. All the subsystems, circulation, nerves, digestion, breathing, they all work together to produce an active, vibrant, beautiful person. Each subsystem does its own part to support the rest of the systems and the overall well-being of that person. One system is not better than another, nor does it try to outshine the others. In short, there are no ego problems. If this harmony is broken by overeating, as when the stomach desires to take control, or by nerves, as when the nervous system takes over, or whatever, the body begins to fail. The result, obesity, nervous breakdowns, disease. Notice the harmony is broken first, then failure. A well-dressed man or woman is another picture of harmony. When you have the opportunity, look closely at such a person. Notice the hair, the makeup in the case of a woman, the clothing, the hands, the shoes, the posture. Do they not all blend into the whole? Is there not a sense or presence that radiates about such a person? Now in your mind's eye, destroy the harmony by removing or changing one of the elements. Add work boots or a torn sweater. What happens? Now change your mental picture to one where work boots and a torn sweater would be in harmony. Perhaps a farmer coming in after a day's work. It is the combination, the blending of elements, that creates the harmony, not the elements themselves. If you can see these pictures in and out of harmony, then you truly understand the concept. You create the mastermind power within yourself when you harmonize the conscious, subconscious, and the superconscious minds. This is the source of the personal power of all great leaders: Moses, Lincoln, Joan of Arc, Martin Luther King. In each of these people, there was total agreement, total harmony between the conscious and subconscious minds. And this agreement was in accord with the superconscious, the deep universal senses. As a result, the power of the superconscious was able to perform what seemed to be superhuman feats. They were not superhuman. They were leaders who understood the law of harmony and used it. That same power is available to you right now. Pause quietly for a moment and see if you can touch base with this power. This is an exercise I do to bring into line my levels of consciousness. I start with a universal concept, a universal truth such as peace. I see this concept as seed deep within myself, at the depths of my soul. I see it expand upwards, spreading as it comes out like a ray of light, which invades my subconscious. The ray of light illuminates the peace of my subconscious, my I ams, my program relating to peace, my memories of peacefulness. Then the ray floods into my consciousness. My whole body vibrates and radiates this peace, spreading outward into this city, this country, and on to the very limits of the universe and beyond. And then I realize that as it expands outward, it grows inward, for the universe is one. The furthermost reaches of the universe are within the depth of my being. It is an endless cycle, an endless source of power. It is. Within the above exercise is the secret of how to create the harmony. See if you can find it before I discuss it. It is a known fact that what you discover for yourself, you remember longer and better. In the end, you must be your own teacher, the discoverer of your own knowing. So why not begin now? The key to harmony is that there is an agreement at all levels of consciousness towards a goal. Notice that all great leaders have a strong, overwhelming goal, one to which their whole being, all three levels of consciousness, is committed. The goal, or the message, is the same at the different levels. And within each level, there is consistency. The conscious mind, for example, is not saying one moment do it, and the next do not do it. Thus, the harmony or agreement exists both between and within the three levels of mind, so that the whole is harmonious. Consider the following examples. Out of harmony with the conscious mind. I want lots of money. I want to be rich. I want a big house. In harmony with the conscious mind. I want to be justly rewarded in proportion to the service I render to mankind. I want to be of service. Out of harmony with the subconscious mind. I am not educated, and education is necessary to get ahead. I am like my mother or father, and they had to struggle. Rich people aren't happy. In harmony with the subconscious mind. I always have all that I need. I am perfect as I am, and as I am becoming. I have the abilities to do what I need to do, and ample time to accomplish my goals. Out of harmony with the superconscious mind. Money does not exist for the superconscious. Money is a creation of the conscious mind. Hence, money has no meaning in the superconscious. In harmony with the superconscious mind. Infinite supply. In the example of the out of harmony, there appears to be no disagreement on the conscious level. But look at the subconscious level. It is a totally different story. The conscious and the subconscious of this individual are in total conflict. Furthermore, the conscious goals do not match up with the superconscious, since the goal is meaningless outside the conscious realm. The experience of the person out of harmony is probably one of ups and downs and confusion. The person in harmony, on the other hand, has goals which are in harmony. The I Am support the conscious goals and draw from the infinite supply of the superconscious. Such a person would appear to have an unlimited supply of all things he needs, and that would include money. He or she would be a person of strength and power. Would the profile of the harmonious individual fit any of the great leaders you know? The result of harmony between the three levels of consciousness is power. It is the ability to get what you need when you need it, to do what you want to do when you want to do it, and to be what you want to be when you want to be it. The power of the mastermind will appear in many forms, in ideas, in energy, and in lucky coincidences, in the pieces fitting together perfectly, in having the right knowledge or the right skills, in attracting people, in getting the breaks. It is the perfect manifestation of a goal in the shortest time. The growth of leaders begins here, with the creation of the mastermind within. The achievement of all goals starts here. I begin this book with a quotation from the Bible. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18:20. This is referring to the mastermind, the godlike power, which emerges when minds are united in harmony towards a positive goal. The mastermind results not only from harmony within, but also can result when two or more persons achieve the same harmony between themselves. Again, the key is harmony, and the result is power. Unlimited power is available to those men and women who have the wisdom and determination to submerge individual personalities and individual interests through the blending of their minds in harmony towards a specific purpose. Jesus and his disciples formed such a mastermind, and so did Pierre Curie and Marie Curie, discoverers of radium. Ford, Edison, and Firestone all founded their initial companies with mastermind teams. In fact, the modern corporation is based on the mastermind principle. Who is the mastermind team in corporations? Why? The board of directors and trustees. The people who make up this team control the direction and ultimate outcome of a corporation. Not every group of individuals that come together in cooperation towards a common purpose is a mastermind. Every board of directors is not a mastermind team, though they do have the potential to become one. The mastermind will not spring up just because you get a group together and decide to do something. There is a lot hidden in that little word, harmony. For you see, the harmony of purpose between the individuals must exist at all levels of consciousness. There must not be only conscious level agreement, but also subconscious level agreement. The superconscious is always in agreement because it is universal, common to all. Thus, each individual is in harmony with himself and, at the same time, is in harmony with all levels of every other member of the mastermind team. The process is easy to describe, but often difficult in real life. First, it is necessary to arrive at a conscious agreement. This usually can be done fairly quickly. Now, the harder task comes, to achieve a subconscious agreement. This means that all the other individuals' programs and IAMs must be in harmony and support your IAMs. I cannot hold old programs about having to be the best and fit in the mastermind. It will not work. My immediate and personal interests must submerge to the overall purpose of the mastermind. Is this not the true meaning of teamwork? You will find the mastermind principle working in the team who could not possibly make it to the championship finals but did. Or in the family that started the family business with all the cards stacked against them and succeeded. Now let me give you an illustration of the way harmony is established within and between two individuals in order that the mastermind can emerge. First, conscious agreement as to the goal or purpose is established. Next, the two people work to establish the subconscious agreements between themselves, at the same time maintaining harmony within their own conscious-subconscious levels. Then, if these agreements are in harmony with the superconscious, the mastermind power emerges. The results of creating a mastermind are awesome. It is peace and power and knowing all in one. It is unbounded ideas and limitless energy. It is knowing that you know. This is all very good, you say, but I don't know anyone with whom I can create such a mastermind. Don't you? You know yourself, and that's where to begin. Create the mastermind within your three levels of consciousness. Use your imagination, your workshop, and assistance to help. In fact, you can create in your mind your own personal mastermind team there in your workshop. Whom do you know or have you heard of? Who would be most helpful in achieving your goal? Bring that person into your workshop and build a mastermind. Is there another person your team needs? Then bring that person in also. Remember, at the subconscious level of the mind, you have unlimited resources. You can include whomever you wish. As you establish a mastermind within your own levels of consciousness, as you bring your being into harmony, you will naturally attract others of like interests and desires. With these people, you can begin to establish your external mastermind. How many should be included in a mastermind? As many as you want. Jesus brought 12 together to form a mastermind of 13. Successful marriages have a mastermind of 2 at their core. Not all minds can be harmonized together and blended into a mastermind. Not all people are alike in thinking, nor would we want them to be. You will be able to form a mastermind with one person, but not another. This is not a right-wrong situation. It simply is what it is. The major task and responsibility of a leader is to group his followers in such a way that mastermind teams can be formed. This is what leadership is all about. The leader places his men and women at those strategic points in his organization and in such combinations that their individual minds can and will blend in harmony with each other and with the leader's purpose. The ability to do so and organize is the main characteristic of a leader. He must know and understand the mastermind principle. And if he understands it, he will first apply it to himself, for that is where it all starts. A leader is, first, a leader of self, then and only then, a leader of others. Many of the most effective mastermind alliances result from the blending of the minds of men and women. I suspect the reason for this is that the male and female minds will more readily harmonize. There are fewer areas of conflict at the subconscious level, so the agreements come easier. Have you ever noticed that the principal rooters at any high school football game are the high school girls? These same girls, turned into women, urge their husbands onto success in the business and financial realm, not with request for things, but rather with support for his goals at the conscious and subconscious levels. The messages are these: I believe in you, honey. I know you can do it. If you don't feel good in this job, then let's just find the one that's right. Why can't I help you do that? I think you are perfect just as you are. On the other hand, that same woman disagreeing with her husband at the conscious and subconscious levels will spell sure defeat. Disagreement manifests itself in nagging, selfishness, greed, vanity, cutting remarks, and complaining. Well, if you quit your job, how will we eat? Implying that he cannot get another job. We really can't afford that fancy car, implying that he does not and cannot make enough money. Your daughter has been awful today, implying that there is something wrong with him. There is just so much to do around the house, implying again that he cannot take care of her or his family. Do you know any of these marriages? They are destructive to both parties. Either the minds must be brought into harmony or the alliance ended, for the path down which such couples head leads to defeat and failure. Life was meant to be a success for each partner. If two minds do not harmonize, one is not right and the other wrong. Rather, the two are not right for each other. They are not right to build a mastermind team together. Each is still, in his or her own way, perfect. One of the most important decisions you will ever make in your life is deciding with whom you want to spend the rest of your life. With this person you choose, you have the opportunity to create a most powerful mastermind, one which stimulates the positive, the passive, the aggressive, the feminine, and the masculine. Furthermore, the mastermind grows in an environment of love and trust, which adds to the power. It would be ideal if you could find the perfect mate, one who is already totally in harmony with your thinking and your goals at both the conscious and subconscious level. This probably will not happen. Most couples, when they marry or set up a permanent relationship, don't know their own goals, let alone know if their partner is in total harmony with them. Wisdom would say to look before you leap, but most people just leap. So let's say you already have selected a partner. Perhaps you are already married or are living with someone and your goals are not totally in harmony at the present time. Does that mean you cannot have a mastermind? The answer is no and yes. No, you do not have a mastermind at the present time, and yes, you probably can create one if you are willing to put in the effort. A mastermind is not instant coffee. You cannot mix one man and one woman and get instant mastermind, even if they're in love. Too often in a relationship, each partner expects the other to have his or her goals. Not so. Establishing a mastermind is a communication process. It is something you must consciously decide to do. The communication must take place at both the conscious level and the subconscious level. With an awareness of where conflicts lie, the couple can work towards harmony. Each partner will have to make adjustments. If you are still of the opinion that your partner needs to do all the changing, I suggest you listen to these tapes again from the beginning. In a mastermind, personal interests and goals are subordinate to the mastermind group's goal. A dictatorship is where the leader's personal interests and goals are predominant. Once the mastermind has been built, it will still require constant attention. However, do not confuse attention with work or effort. A pilot must constantly watch his instruments and verify his position. This does not mean that the pilot is changing course every 5 minutes or even adjusting the controls. It does mean that the pilot is always aware of his location and where he is going. Likewise, in the mastermind, the leader is constantly checking his team to see where they are and where they are going. Again, it is a communication process essential for the maintenance of all relationships and all masterminds. A marriage can become the nucleus of a powerful family mastermind team. The presence of both masculine and feminine elements with the bonds of love, commitment to each other, and dedication to a common goal forms a foundation of strength. History supplies numerous illustrations of such mastermind groups. In the Middle Ages, the Medici family claimed tremendous political and economical power in Italy. In more recent times, we see a concentration of power in such well-known families as the Roosevelts from 1850 to 1950, the Kennedys from 1920 to 1970, and the Rockefellers from 1850 to the present. The leaders within each of these families are well-known. Look more closely, and you will find other equally strong family members. the significant role Rose Kennedy played within her family, or Eleanor Roosevelt within hers. They cannot be denied. Each family will come to its own way of harmonizing, of adjusting or relating to each other's goals. The mastermind does not require a set pattern, but instead results from harmony and agreement among members. Thus, in one family, the man may be the financial provider and the woman the manager of home and children. In another, the financial responsibilities, as well as the household responsibilities, may be shared among parents and children. There is no right or wrong here. The individuals involved must achieve the harmony within the context of their own goals. The goals of the individuals need not be the same. They must be in harmony, that is, mutually supported by and agreeable to the others involved. Too often, a husband or wife will choose to play the role of critic. A critic is essentially an outside evaluator, someone who is not on the team. You cannot be both on the team and off at the same time. It simply will not work. If you choose to be a part of a mastermind team, then be a part of it through total support. Giving support also means doing your share. A team where she says, "I let him make all the decisions," is not a team, nor is the one where he is so weak that she makes all the decisions. Support means taking the responsibility to see that all your abilities are applied toward the accomplishment of the goal. If a woman's goal is to make her man feel like a king, then her ability should be applied in that direction, not in the direction of being a competitive business partner or any other opposing role. If a man's goal is to see his wife and children develop strong, self-confident personalities, then to that end he must apply his abilities, including planning sufficient time with the family to really be with them. Support means taking the responsibility to see that all your abilities are applied toward the accomplishment of the goal. If you are a part of a mastermind team and find you can no longer support that team, then disassociate yourself from the team. By so doing, you allow the mastermind to continue. If you remain, your discontent will create the negative force that causes the mastermind power to fail. You will become the Judas of your mastermind group. Once you have disassociated yourself and are outside the mastermind, you can pursue your own goals. The results are positive all around. You win by staying in alignment with your own conscious and subconscious directions. The others win by being given the same opportunity. How often I have seen companies, both small and large, falter, even fail, because one person was not strong enough to disassociate himself from the organization that he could no longer support. If you work for a company, for goodness sake, support that company. Support its goals and the decisions of its officers. And if you cannot, then quit. Do not be the one who backbites, criticizes, and causes turmoil and collapse from within. Disassociate yourself from the company. Then say what you will, as loud as you please. Such a person is a leader of self. The mastermind is built on harmony. When that harmony exists between two or more individuals, or within the levels of consciousness of one person, there results a power or force that is far greater than the sum of the parts. Each person in the mastermind is vested with this power. Each person will experience the results: greater energy, more vivid imagination, greater awareness, more ideas, a drawing in of other minds of like character, the sense of control and purpose. The mastermind team becomes like a magnet, drawing in all that they need from the universe around them. The better the alignment of the individuals, the more powerful the magnet. Yet, when that alignment, that harmony is broken, the power fails. The failure is sudden, rapid, and usually complete. If you are familiar with an electromagnet, it is the same effect as turning off the switch. The power is gone totally. Everything stops, disintegrates. Among groups, the mastermind fails when one or more persons becomes out of harmony. By this, I mean that their goals are no longer the group goals. They are working in a different direction from the others. Personal interests have taken precedence. If a mastermind has failed, it is not possible to just eliminate the problem person and keep going. The power is gone. What is left of the group must form anew. They must establish again the agreement between their conscious and subconscious levels under the current circumstances. Thus, a new mastermind team is formed, one which may have grown out of, but is totally different from, the former. Christianity is the result of such a reforming. When one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, broke faith, He broke the mastermind. The immediate result was total disintegration. During the night of betrayal, the disciples scattered, lost their power, lost faith, and confusion reigned. Since Jesus himself did not lose faith, he personally did not lose power. His internal mastermind power remained intact. After the death of Jesus, the disciples that remained reformed the mastermind. Out of this new mastermind came Christianity as we know and experience it today. There are many important insights into building masterminds in this example, far beyond the religious significance. For example, once the mastermind is established, it is not essential for the people to be physically together, although it is easier. In later years, the disciples scattered, yet the power went with them. It is not necessary for there to be a legal bond among the group. The bond of harmony is far stronger. As you think upon this powerful mastermind, perhaps the most powerful in our recorded history, you will find even more insights. I leave these for you to find, using the mastermind formed with your own conscious, subconscious, and superconscious levels.